For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. A program to boost affordable housing in Colorado is hitting limits. There's a need in places that don't have room to build. The state aims to increase moderate income housing by 9% in 3 years and is granting millions to municipalities, counties, and tribes. But to qualify, Dolores, a town of 900 hemmed in by a narrow canyon, would need to build 30 new affordable units.
Where are you going to put 30 units in Dolores? You might be able to get 10 in 3 years.
Shaq Powers with the local economic district says they lack land to build on, let alone people who can navigate the state's requirements. There's a deep need in Dolores, but Powers believes bigger places like Denver will be the ones to benefit.
My concern is we're going to see what we always see. It'll be most successful in those bigger areas.
Applications are due November 1st. Stress on farmers takes a toll, and they suffer, often in silence and isolation. Illinois is trying to help, expanding a program for better rural mental health care. State Ag Department Director Jerry Costello says they'll reach all 102 counties with much-needed services, including telehealth.
Farmers have risks that a lot of maybe other occupations don't have, and unfortunately, farmer suicide rates are exponentially higher.
National Rural Health Association says the rate of suicide for farmers is 3.5 times that of the general population. Costello says the program aims to break down the stigma around reaching out.
Making sure that people in rural communities are aware that this service is offered and they're 100% confident that this is confidential.
Folks can contact the program by phone or text at 833-FARM-SOS. The National Suicide Hotline is 988. Montana, big sky country, wants to expand access to wide open spaces.
Clean air, clean water, open space, unfettered access, public lands, public waters. These are all the things that Montana stands for, and we get to offer that.
Juanita Vero is a Missoula County Commissioner who supports the Blackfoot Clearwater Stewardship Act. Sponsored by Montana Senator John Tester, it would designate new areas of recreation and safeguard tributaries of the Blackfoot and Clearwater Rivers. Todd Frank, owner of Trailhead River Sports, thinks new recreational areas would bolster the state as an outdoor mecca and be good for business.
I'm a merchant, and everybody that walks through my door is a customer. And I look at this thing and say, you know, this is a solution that answers every one of my customers' needs.
The Blackfoot Watershed is home to bears, moose, elk, wolverines, and world-class trout fishing. Plus, a river runs through it. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.